This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Monday morning, Super Bowl week. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to see you. I can't believe they keep talking about it this morning, and maybe I've missed it, Jimmy, but how fortunate that Super Bowl 48 was in New York and not Super Bowl 49.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'll be a lot better here in our portion of the world than this huge, snowmageddon coming into the East Coast. But that was their big fear about having a Super Bowl in cold weather climate, was having a bad storm. NFL going to get lucky on that one. So, you know, having it in the right place in Arizona this year.
You know, Doug, they probably, I know they want to share things around and people are proud of the things they have, but the time of year that you have some of these things, you know, and I'll go back to the Breeders' Cup in November. They have the Breeders' Cup and they tried to have it in New York. You know, Belmont's got a great racetrack, but, you know, they got to run those things in June and July there. They don't try to run horses in different venues all the time because they're going to have to cancel the races all the time. Well, the same thing's true with this Super Bowl. I mean, what's wrong with having it in L.A. or you know, a place that's got a nice arena, 100,000 people can attend the game, and it's a warm climate. I just, you know, either that or have it in an indoor city, but you're better off. The people want to go there for a week. They can enjoy Arizona. They can enjoy Florida. There's a couple states that aren't that much fun to be in.
We're so far along that it almost seems to me that the Super Bowl should be held in stadiums that have retractable roofs.
There you go.
I mean, weather should not have to play a factor. Weather doesn't play a factor in basketball. It does in baseball because the season's too long. And it doesn't in hockey. So take out. I mean, let's face it. When they played in Miami and it rains, you know, nobody wants that. They want it. They don't want, oh, remember that year it was sloppy and drudgy and all that? It's become too big of an event. So Arizona, Dallas, inside, you know, if you want to have it, Detroit, New Orleans, that's fine. I still think the retractable roof, because if you got a great day, then it's fine. Leave it open and enjoy it. But if there's any chance, that way you can close it up. You don't have to worry about things. And I thought, I still think what Minnesota did building an open-air stadium was idiotic. Building those stadiums, building these multi-million-dollar new stadiums in cold-weather climate and saying, well, you know, there was a reason you built the dome on it in the first place. Mm-hmm. You just wait.
This is going to be boring for our listeners, but I agree with you. You know, I agree with you. It's too bad we could get an argument about something. But, hey, I definitely agree with you. Hey, what do you think?
You want to argue about something? What do you got?
Okay, the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, they're the greatest team ever.
They're players. Why are they so, like, to the media? They're not really media friendly. Now, not all of them, but there's a couple that just aren't media friendly.
Here's the problem, Jim. Yeah, Marshawn Lynch. There's no doubt about it. There's too much of it.
Okay.
They're putting him through way too much. This is a lot different than even 10 years ago, and the coaches will tell you that, handful of players. I'll bet Tom Brady, that would be an interesting thing to talk with him about. Remember when the gal from whichever Univision or one of the Spanish networks dressed up as a bride and said, Tom Brady, will you marry me? I mean, come on. Get rid of it. Let's just take care of what needs to be done and move on. Let these guys prepare and let's play. And again, if it was 1 week, if there was no off week, that would shut down on this somewhat. But it's part of it. It's part of what we have to deal with now. And I guess you just got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. And some people deal with it differently. The guys that are always with that microphone in front of them, they know how to handle it. They know how to shut things down. They know how to have fun. And they know when to be serious. And then they get respect, too. You know what? If somebody says, hey, guys, I need to get going today, I'll answer three or four questions. But then I need to get going. If you provide the respect to the media, they're going to they should, you know, give it back to you. So there's just too much of it.
Yep, you're probably right too again. We're two for two on agreeing.
Sean Callahan of Husker Online going to join us today. One more weekend of recruiting coming up. We've got a lot of stories coming off of this weekend, where Nebraska sets, where the Big Ten sets. Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers is set to join us on the program as well. Later on in the week, we've got them all in the hopper. We just got to confirm times here. We're going to talk a little Husker baseball tomorrow with Dan Hoppen. We are also expected to be joined by Tom Luginbill, ESPN's national recruiting analyst, later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, we're going out to Vegas. The vice president of all the operations for the MGM Grand, Jay Rude, is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if things work out, we are trying to confirm the time. But, Jimmy, I think later this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow, a member of the Seattle Seahawks coaching staff joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Not again.
As part of the media.
Not again. Not again. We always seem to get these guys on. Every year we get somebody there. That's a good job. Doug, you've done a great job of getting things organized for us.
I got a lot of help.
There you go.
A lot of help out there, and we appreciate that. A couple of big stories on the national scene. I don't know what the spread was yesterday, but I would have been biting my tongue because I sure would have taken St. John's yesterday in this Duke game just because there's way too much on the line. And it looked like Duke was going to lose, and maybe Mike Krzyzewski would then get a chance to win number 1,000 at home. But it's Madison Square Garden, and it's too much fairy tale land. And Duke, with an 18-2 run, comes back and gets Coach K his 1,000th win. Longevity. You compare it to what some of the other folks are doing, and there's a lot of projections to what some of the small college coaches, the women's coaches have done, but to get 1,000 in Division I men's basketball, in my opinion, tougher than any of those others.
I agree. Women's basketball, I think it was Louisiana Tech, you know, used to be just dominating. Tennessee used to be dominating. UConn dominating. So there was about six or eight teams that dominated. So to get, 100 wins, you could do that in almost, you could almost do that in 4 years real easy. You know, hey, I got 100 wins in 4 years. Well, that's not that hard to do at times. With Duke getting 1,000 wins, well, that's an amazing accomplishment.
Big story there. The Australian Open's going on. Golf getting going. Some low scoring out there. And Amir Abdullah, what a great another notch in his belt, named the MVP of the Shrine Bowl, or the Senior Bowl, in Mobile, Alabama on Saturday. 73 yards rushing, 40 yards receiving for as much as they try to get everybody involved. That's a pretty good stat line, and Amir obviously takes it in stride and good comments after the game, so it can only help his draft stock, you would think.
I would think so. And, they don't take running backs like they used to, do they? Doug, in the NFL draft, they're looking for guys that can rush passers. They look for guys that can basically stop the run to some degree. They need those guys up front that can stop the run, but they also got to be able to rush the passers. And then they're looking for defensive backs. Then they want receivers, and they'd like to have quarterbacks that can throw it to them. But that is right now, that seems to be. And it is more important to be able to protect the quarterback, like an offensive lineman that protects, than it is an actual running back, which is really weird to me. But maybe the running backs are so, there's so many of them that can kind of do the job. You need to be a pass block. You need to be able to catch a little bit out of the backfield. There's just not that many Lynches, around that can just get you 100 yards rushing, and are that durable. They seem to get hurt after about the seventh or eighth game.
Here in about the second round, maybe late second round right now, is where Amir is projected. Maybe we can ask Sean about that as well. And folks, pay attention. Four-game homestand for the Tri-City Storm. They're home tomorrow night against Lincoln. They're home again this Saturday. They're on their longest winning streak in 10 years. March of 2005 was the last time they won six in a row. The Storm has won six in a row. Lincoln comes in on Tuesday night. There was a great crowd out there for the Team Jack event and Team Jack night, Star Wars night on Saturday. They picked up two wins over the weekend. They really beat Omaha well, 5-1 on Friday. So if you get a chance, Storm home two more times this week, and something to watch. I don't want to say finally something to watch, because there's always been some entertainment out there, but it's been a long time since the Storm. We've been able to talk at this portion of the year as a team that's playing as well as they're playing. So great job. We had Coach Holton on last week, said so much, and then they go out and get a couple of wins, Jimmy.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'll tell you what, like you say, they've been competitive in about every game on the road. It's not like they're getting beat 5-1 at times and not even in it. You know, I mean, every game's been competitive, and they've, you know, if you look at the scores, that league's pretty interesting. If you look at the scores, how many games are in overtime? They've had a lot of overtime games, and I guess hockey's kind of a sport that you're going to get a few of those.
And one more before we take our first break, then Sean Callahan and Bill Gavers are going to join us here in our next couple of segments. How do you view Greg McDermott today? Not Doug the player, Greg the dad and coach. How can Creighton fall off so drastically in one season? I don't know all the ifs, ands, and wheres. I know they're going to take some lumps, but they're 0-4 in the conference. They haven't won since before Christmas. They're 0-8 in the conference. They've lost a couple of heartbreakers, but the problem is they're losing them all. They haven't won one of those games. And this is a team that has been in the tournament, in the tournament, in the tournament. And yeah, you lose the player of the year, but wouldn't you have thought there would have been some growth behind that? Your thoughts? You've been around this at all levels long enough.
All right. Yeah, I'll share a little bit. I don't know how the hell anybody thought they were going to be good. I mean, you lose a player like that, they lost all those seniors, and they are in a tremendous league. They used to be in the Missouri Valley Conference. Let's think about that. This is like the MIAA when UNK in football went to the MIAA after being – I can compare that exactly. Now, Wichita State's a hell of a basketball program. But the rest – you're going to get wins in that conference. You jump to this other conference, you've got to be a top 25 team to actually go 500. I mean, and so, you know, so that is the main problem. They got Missouri Valley players playing in that league. So that's my feeling on that. And they knew that this was probably a one-year deal where they had a chance to go. They were very really a lucrative thing with McDermott, the player, being the player of the year, the points he scored. And Creighton was good. Creighton, hey, they've been in the NCAA tournament. I think they're going to get better. I think McDermott, his history has been always good. When he was at Wayne State College, I refereed him, Doug. I don't know if you knew that. But they played Carnegie at UNK. Here when they were at Wayne State. Then he went to Northern Iowa and had success at Northern Iowa, then got the head job at Iowa State. Now, just like, they helped me out, the guy from Oregon, head basketball coach at Oregon, helped
Altman.
Me out. Altman. Yeah, same story with him. I mean, he was at some really nice places. He was junior college and had some success, and then he ended up getting to go into Kansas State, did not have success, ended up at Creighton out Oregon. You know, these guys are winners, and they're eventually going to turn it around, but it's players. This is players. You know, they kind of bagged everything on last year with those seniors. They even had a guy get back out of 6 year. Mm-hmm. But boy, they lost some really good players. In fact, let's be honest about this. McDermott wasn't even on scholarship last year. Remember that story?
Yeah, so that you could
get another scholarship. So I just thought, and you know, I just thought they would fall off. I'm glad Nebraska won the other day, just changing the story a little bit. I'm glad Nebraska won, because if Nebraska loses to Michigan State, we might be talking about how bad that team has fallen off for their 20-win season and what's going to happen to them, because they're still not having a great year. But, boy, at least they got a win at home against a Michigan State team. But yeah. I think that's the main thing, what I'm trying to say with Creighton. Creighton was not a team that was supposed to be in this conference with the type of players they have. They're going to have to recruit a little differently to compete in that area.
Especially after being up 17, gave away most of the lead, but they win it. They've strung a couple of wins together. They'll go to Michigan tomorrow, and the Husker women play a top 20 matchup at Iowa tonight. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. When we return, Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be sunny and breezy with a high near 67. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 32. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 65, and Tuesday night clear with a low near 33 degrees. Currently, it's 54.
Back at Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway's new 2014 model clearance event is happening now through the end of the month. That means this week, folks. Get 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus a $500 rebate for financing with Midway, on top of the huge rebates and your hassle-free discount on all 2014 models in stock. Midway clearing out the 2014 Cadillacs. Take up to $12,500 off a brand new 2014 Cadillac, plus the 2.9 APR for 72 months. Visit thinkmidway.com for the full Cadillac lineup today, or to see any of the great new and pre-owned vehicles during the model clearance event going on now through the end of the month. Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Later this week, Tom Luginbill is going to join us to talk recruiting. We're also going to be talking with Pat Rule of Seattle Seahawks. We got a little baseball talk tomorrow with Dan Hoppen. Right now, though, Sean Callahan is going to join us from Husker Online with about 10 days left before National Letter of Intent signing day. See what's going on. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great.
Keep it moving on. Seahawks, Patriots, who you got?
I'll go Seahawks. I just think they're a tough matchup. Last year kind of felt the same way, that their defense caused Denver a lot of problems, and I think they're going to cause New England a lot of problems too.
Well, we have a lot, and folks, if you follow it on Husker Online, there's a lot of updates, a lot of great stories, and the whole gang has been trying to keep up to date with what Coach Riley and the staff is doing. So, Sean, what's Coach Riley and the staff doing?
Well, they're all over the country right now. They just released another one of those maps, and all nine coaches, I believe, are out as we speak. The big deal right now, though, still remains locking up defensive ends and linebackers in this class to finish out. I think there's a lot of different guys. You know, they're doing a lot of visiting of some of the current guys that are committed as well, getting some recruiting done for next season's class for 2017 or 2016. So a little bit of everything, but I think the main priority is keep the guys you have and then try to close out and offer some new defensive linemen. And They just did offer a new defensive end today down in Florida, a big 6'6" kind of a guy that's come out of nowhere this year, Alex Davis, because that's really where they're at right now. The old staff kind of put them in a bind at defensive end, and they're trying to at least get another guy in this class, especially after they lost Reuben Jones to Michigan this weekend.
What's up with the Michigan deal, Sean? We've noticed that Coach Harbaugh is going after Nebraska recruits. Is there a lot of them he's going after? Is he going after everybody? What's the story there? Looks like maybe we lost connection with Sean, so we'll contact Sean again and get him hooked up here. And if you'd like to be part of the show today, you can send us a tweet at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, the Facebook at ESPN Superstation. So join us if you can. As the Doug and Daddy show rolls on, Sean is back with us. And, Sean, we were asking you about what Harbaugh's doing up at Michigan. Is he targeting just Nebraska, or is he going after absolutely everything that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much trying to go after anybody they can get to fill out their class. I mean, they walked into a situation with just a few commitments on board, and they had to fill up a class. And, you know, you saw them this weekend get Reuben Jones. They got out a really big-time quarterback committed, Zach Gentry out of Florida. I think it's just for them right now getting some numbers, getting a class filled, and at this time of year, there aren't a lot of quality guys left other than players that are already committed to other schools.
Yeah. Have you met Coach Riley? Have you had a one-on-one conversation, just you two? Have you met him alone, just with a one-on-one conversation?
No. No one really has, to be honest. I mean, like, there just hasn't been an opportunity to. I mean, they've been so big. I've talked to him at the events and things like that where everyone else is at, but nothing like private or personal, no.
Got it. Yeah. Because you're talking about the defensive end position. I kind of thought that myself. I know when Randy Gregory, of course, you know, everybody thought he probably was going to go to the NFL, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, so a player that like that, I mean, when you have players that are like that, you've got to recruit thinking, hey, this guy's only going to play his sophomore or junior year. He's probably going to go after so many years. You don't like that. So I'm kind of interested if what his feelings were about that. If there was any other areas that he was concerned about, running back or anything, is there any other areas?
Well, linebacker was probably the biggest one along with defensive end. I mean, those were the two biggest glaring holes. I think they felt like they also needed some more offensive tackle bodies for the future. But those were the immediate ones that they saw right away. And, you know, when they look at his recruiting classes, they're trying to fill out. But linebacker, you know, they walked into a situation with only four scholarship linebackers on the roster.
Time with Sean Callahan. He is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Online. So getting back to what you were talking about, trying to keep the guys we've got, do you think they'll get to this 19 number by next Wednesday, or are they going to wait and find the guys they need instead of trying to just, well, we got to get to 19, we're going to offer everybody?
No, I think they will. You know, I think it's a deal where, you know, a lot's going to happen this week, and by next Monday, by this time, I think they'll be pretty darn close to that number. So it's just that time of year where anyone that's usually undecided right now is going to take it all the way down to the end. So, you know, they're not that far off. I think the visitors they had in this weekend, there were four guys that were uncommitted prospects total. The rest of the guys were already committed to Nebraska. So really the weekend where a lot of guys that are going to be coming that are uncommitted prospects will actually be this upcoming weekend. And a lot of the guys that visited this weekend, I think they have a pretty good chance to at least get a couple of them, if not three of them, you know, if you had to ask me right now.
Where are we seeing? I see that you got a long snapper surprise visits. One of the stories that you guys have written, are there some things that have caught you guys off kilter here a little bit? I mean the guys that follow these recruits all the time, that Coach Riley says since he's come in, all of a sudden maybe there's a whole new crop of guys that Nebraska may be looking to add?
You know, there were a few, like in the first weekend in December, they brought in a lot of new names that were very unfamiliar with us. You know, really all of them were guys that the previous staff had connections with from Oregon State. And they got commitments from Matt Snyder and Jalen Barnett both. Jalen Barnett was a four-star offensive lineman out of Oklahoma. But, you know, this past weekend, the long snapper, no one really knew that was a priority for them. But They watched the film of what they had returning, and it just wasn't up to the level where Bruce Reed wanted it at. And I guess a good snap speed is 0.75 seconds. The kid that they offered right now consistently snaps in under 0.6 seconds at like 0.58. So they feel like the guy they've offered, from what I gather, is he'll be a four-year starter, Grant Gulak from San Jose, if he ends up committing here this week.
Of course, Amir Abdullah had a great day on Saturday, being named the MVP of the Senior Bowl. We're hearing second round. What are we looking at for these seniors, how they've done here? Kenny Bell didn't play. Different options in these days. It used to be if you got invited, you played because that was a big deal. Now guys have so many more opportunities to show things off for the scouts. How are we looking as we're still quite a ways away from draft day, but the combine's around the corner?
Yeah, Kenny was invited to the East-West Shrine. The Senior Bowl is a whole different deal. I mean, that is the premier game. You know, everyone in the Senior Bowl is a first to fourth round pick type guy. The other two ball games, the Shrine game and the Players Association game, are a lot of undrafted free agent guys or later round guys. And so I think Kenny obviously wasn't healthy enough, he felt, to play in that deal. But if he was invited to the Senior Bowl, you know, he would have been in that game. But that would, you know, Kenny's not a top four or five round guy right now. I mean, if he gets drafted, in my opinion, it will be in the later two, three rounds. And if not, a free agent. It just depends on how he runs. I think he'll run well. But, you know, I think he was bothered by some injuries late in the year. And my guess is he wants to make sure he's 100% healed by that combine.
What about the guys that that could go in the draft, specifically Amir? We know that Randy Gregory is on the top five on Mel Kiper and Todd McShay's board.
Yeah, I think Randy, you know, as we know, is top five. I think Amir, you know, sounds like anywhere from rounds 2 to 4, 2 to 3. I think Kenny Bell has a great chance to get drafted late. Corey Cooper, you hear mentioned as a late round guy. I think he's probably more a free agent guy if you had to ask me. Those are the main ones. Maybe Zaire Anderson as a free agent type guy. You know, he could also be a late round guy. It just depends on what team likes him. Then you've got some offensive linemen that are probably more in the free agent category if they get an opportunity, whether that's Mike Mowdy or Jay Cotton, you know, in terms of what direction they go. But the main ones are Abdullah, Bell, and obviously Randy Gregory.
Looking at the rankings, Rivals has Nebraska's class at number 42. Should we be worried by that at all?
Well, no. The way our rating system works is you get, I mean, it's basically set on like 19 or 20 commits, and once Nebraska gets up to that 19 number, they will move up a little bit more. It's not going to be a super high-rated class. Generally, when you have a coaching change, you just don't have a high-ranked recruiting class because a lot gets lost in the shuffle. This is already going to be a small class, too, as well for Nebraska. So you look at the number of commits. I'm looking at it right now. To even be ranked 42 with just 14 commits is pretty remarkable because everybody else ahead of Nebraska, other than Michigan State, who has 15 commits, has a considerably larger number of commits in their recruiting class right now at this point. So that plays a big point in our point system, is the number of commits you have.
Sean Callahan with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Baseball is just getting underway. The Huskers get a big win basketball-wise. I know you guys keep an eye on what's going on with possible kids coming in there as well. And I know Dan will probably be able to tell us a lot more tomorrow. But what are you hearing as far as some of the other sports and how they're doing?
Well, yeah, baseball, you know, there's a lot of interest, I think, going into this season with what they did last year, getting back to a regional. You know, that was a great finish to the season last year. And just to be outside playing right now, I mean, you can just feel the energy that this is a really good team, a team that has a chance to get back to a regional. And with basketball, you know, the RPI jumped up a lot. I think their RPI is back in the top 100, like number 80 is in that range after beating Michigan State. And they're right there. You wish you could have had some of those games back earlier in the year, like the Rhode Island game, the Incarnate Word, or the Creighton games. And Nebraska really would be, maybe RPI-wise, in the discussion for a tournament bid. But now they're going to have to win some road games. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. They've played five Big Ten home games already. They only have four games left. They have seven Big Ten road games remaining on the schedule. So their schedule is going to be tough here, going on the road a lot in this final stretch of the season.
Yeah, you know, last year Nebraska really caught wind right now. This is when, you know, they had to go. Doug and I were talking, I think, a year ago to this day, saying, hey, Nebraska's got to go about 8-2 if they're going to get in the tournament. And I think they went 9-1, you know, down the stretch. Do you see it happening? Do you see possibly a third or fourth guy stepping it up on offense so Nebraska can do this?
Well, it looked like Ty Webster did that on Saturday. You know, if they can get him, and then obviously Pitchford will be back, and they got to win on the road. I mean, they have not won a road game other than Florida State all year. And you know, if they're going to do something in the Big Ten, you know, that's what turned the tide last year. They won at Indiana. They won at Michigan State. And getting a couple of big – and then they were, you know, unbeatable at home. So getting some of those road wins at Northwestern last year, that's what turns the tide. I mean, when they play at Penn State, at Purdue, you know, those are the type of games, at Minnesota, at Michigan, they're going to have to steal some of those games. And that's how you make your league record above 500 is you win on the road. And that's how, if they're going to get to the tournament, they're going to have to prove that here down the stretch.
Last couple questions here for Sean Callahan, and don't forget Bill Gaver is going to join us here in just a moment. Bob and Carney wants to know how the walk-on program will change, if any, with the new coaching staff.
You know, they're still trying to lay the groundwork down, but they made some offers. I know one we've confirmed is Wyatt Mizur from Boone Central, Newman Grove. You know, I look for Brody Cleveland from Ogallala to be offered a walk-on spot from everything I've heard. So I think that will kind of take shape this week, but it is new to these guys. There is nobody up there that's been around the walk-on program that knows the groundwork of it. All the support staff members, other than maybe one, Kenny Wilhite, you know, they don't really know the groundwork of it. So it will take some time to lay that down. This year they'll have a decent class probably, but not anything great. But, you know, that I think they can live with that. I mean, it just that's what happens when a coaching change happens. There's just going to be a few different things that go down and some changes that will be made.
And finally, Sean, we're seeing Deshaun Neal's name all over the place. Are there still some Nebraska kids that could be part of this class?
Well, Deshaun Neal's already committed to Nebraska. I mean, you know, he just got offered by Michigan. He's really kind of played the dating game. He loves the attention. You know, he I think wants to maybe take a visit now to Michigan, it sounds like. They just offered him today. But everybody I've talked to at Central, coaches, behind-the-scenes people, say that he's just kind of enjoying this, and they think he'll end up at Nebraska, but you never know. I think the distance is a big factor. When you're talking about going out of state to Michigan or Oklahoma or Oregon, you're talking about a lot of money to travel as a family to watch your kid play every week. So I'm sure that will play a factor, but I think he's a guy that's just enjoying the process, and he's still committed to Nebraska right now. But, you know, it's a deal where I think he's really enjoying the attention and making the most of it.
You know, Danny Woodhead was passed up, went to Shadrod State. I mean, he's not the only player that's ever had a situation like that. I mean, Walter Payton played at Jackson State. Do you see a kid in Nebraska that you thought, man, we better grab this kid because we need him and he could be a difference maker that we did not get?
For this year's class?
Yeah, this year's class. Yep, 2014 football season. Yeah,
I mean, Danny Woodhead is that's a once in a lifetime deal. I don't know if there's like a guy of that caliber. You know, I like the Holtorf kid that's going to from Seward that's going to Kansas State. I think C.J. Johnson that's going to Wyoming. You know, those are two guys that you would have liked to maybe see at Nebraska if you could have got them there, but the numbers were smaller this year. You know, Mazur is a great talent, but you know No one else is his other option right now is UNK. So I think Nebraska, if you can get him as a walk-on, this would be a great walk-on to bring in and see what he can do. And if he can do something in a hurry, he'll be on the field. I mean, we've seen plenty of walk-ons like him do it here over the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Signing day coming up February 4th, and of course, not too long after that, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on the road with his spring recruiting trip. He'll be here in the Tri-Cities again, Sean.
Yep, we got it all set up that final week of February. I will be out there the 24th through the 26th.
Tri-Cities, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, sounds good. Sean, we will continue to pay attention to Husker Online, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Sean Callahan of Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to switch gears, talk a little hoops. Bill Gavers, Hastings College, will join us right after this.
When we buy something, we all want a great deal. But have you ever thought about a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. About 45% of your energy bill goes to heating and cooling. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs. Call Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating today to start saving with a geothermal system from Carrier.
We're looking for exemplary students at accredited four-year institutions to apply for one of two $1,500 scholarships from ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM and the Nebraska Broadcasters Association Foundation. Applicants need to have at least 60 credits or their degree in broadcasting by May 31st of this year and have either graduated from a Nebraska high school or are attending a four-year institution located in Nebraska. Contact us here at the station or download complete rules and forms. Click on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Looking to help the best and the brightest? ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Straight from the heart. It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS,
Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora GICC,
Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus,
Oak Hill Academy Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Cornhusker Honda presents
a reality check. High school basketball.
You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda.
Too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves in the summertime.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Hey, a lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places. Like the Kearney Chicken Coop, one of the reasons is their flame-broiled buffalo wings, cooked over an open flame, one of their homemade sauces seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Of course, if you want to mix it up, can't have wings every day. Can you have wings every day, Jimmy?
Yes.
You can't have wings? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody doesn't want wings, you can try a home-style pizza, burgers, salads, quesadillas, the kid menu, and many other items. They also offer the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages, not to mention ice-cold beer. If you need room to accommodate large groups, then check out their convenient party area. Plenty of room for any gathering that you would like to have. Stop by today or inquire about the party room at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney. Well, as we said, Loper basketball, Bronco basketball, Nebraska basketball was a good weekend.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Hastings College got two big wins, didn't they, this week?
Yeah, men and women both beat Briar Cliff. UNK is going to go on the road. The women especially going to be hitting the absolute toughest part of their schedule with Emporia and Hayes, and they just played Pitt State, so a lot of top 15 teams on their schedule. And the men are in a nice spot right now, but they've also got to now hit the road after a four-game homestand.
Yep, I'll tell you what, winning on that road in that league is going to be really tough. But you know what? It seems like in the history of Tom Crop, what he's done is he always pulls one of these out when you don't think he's going to get some. He'll go down to Fort Hays State or something and win by 20. I don't know how he does this. I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. And then all of a sudden, you know, then we'll get beat by somebody else, you know, by 16 on the same road trip. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But they compete, you know, and one thing about it, I think when you're on the road, Doug, you got to have about three, four guys got to really play well. If you know, you to win on the road, you got to have three or four that really step up and have really good games.
No doubt about it, and because you don't want to give up your home court at all. But the road games coming up at Washburn and Emporia State this weekend for the Loper men and women. It's a Thursday Sunday doubleheader, which I haven't talked to the coaches, but that means you got to go down and come back, and then go down and come back. I still haven't figured out this travel deal in the MIAA. They tried to sell that to us, and by us, I mean the general public and the media, when the move was made. I didn't buy it then, and I'm not buying it now.
No, we've said before that the distance between Kearney and Denver and Kearney and Kansas City is pretty much the same.
Yeah, so we'll see how the team handles their road trip as they get into the meat of their schedule. As we said, we're going to talk a little baseball tomorrow. Huskers have a little expectations on their shoulders this year. Indiana is not highly rated. Maryland is in the conference. And now there's even fewer teams that you'll play. You used to have two that you didn't play. Now you got four that you don't play.
I didn't know that. I mean, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean,
obviously Maryland and Rutgers come in. There's only so many weekends.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so yeah, that makes sense to me. You know, I didn't look at the schedule to see how they worked that out, and I'm sure they didn't change anything. I'm sure they're going Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. You know what I mean? But they always do. Doug, but yeah, you're right. With Indiana not being a top two, three team in the nation, because I think they were ranked that high last year. Every time I looked at anything, they were in the top five. So, you know, that gives everybody else an opportunity. And, you know, the thing with Maryland is it just seems like in college baseball, the team, if you can get further south, the better the expectations that your baseball team usually wins. You know, if you bet the south over the north, you usually do a fairly good job in baseball.
But how big is it right now that this weather for the Midwest teams is cooperating? Damon Dale from UNK will be back in tomorrow. They open the season this weekend, their first games of this weekend. And, of course, the Huskers, they have to schedule West Coast Southern schools for the first basically month. They'll go out to UNLV on February 13th for their opener. But as Coach Erstad said, Friday before their first official practice, how big of a deal it is for them.
You know what? It's kind of funny. You dug kind of a funny story about February 15th with a Sunday about 10 years ago when I was umpiring an RMAC game on February 15th, and it snowed about 11 inches, you know, on about the 13th. You know, there was no school anywhere. People can't even drive anywhere. And I get a phone call from the RMAC office going, hey, they canceled that baseball game. I go, wait, thanks for the phone call. I really appreciate it.
I mean, it's a good thing because I wasn't coming anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've umpired games in April and just froze to death. You know, froze to death. And, hey, I'd love to, today you could umpire at 10 in the morning. You could have gone out there. What a great day it is. And like you say, if the weather cooperates, you can play a lot of baseball in February.
We're efforting Bill Gavers, Hastings College men's basketball coach, and hope to have him on before the top of the hour. His old school, Grand Island Central Catholic, will be part of the Centennial Conference Tournament. The play-in games are tonight. The Central Catholic girls are hosting Archbishop Bergen. That will be at 6 o'clock. All of the quarterfinals are tomorrow. In the Central Conference tonight for the girls, Seward is at Lakeview at 6. Schuyler is at Grand Island Northwest at 7. On the boys' side, Fairbury is at Holdridge at 6. Schuyler is at Central City. That is at 6:30. The RPAC conference, which is now 14, going to be 15 teams when Wallace joins next year. The Western Division, Dundee County, Hayes Center, Paxton, Juanita Palisade. They're playing in Juanita for the semis tonight. The East Division girls semifinals are at Southern Valley. The Lady Eagles will play top seed Arapahoe at 6. Then Bertrand and Cambridge will play at 7:45, and that tournament will continue until Saturday. Crossroads Conference Tournament, they mix it up. Some boys, some girls, some top seeds, some middle seeds. It's all in York at the City Auditorium, and it gets underway this afternoon at 3 o'clock with the top seed Giltner girls taking on Shelby Rising City. And then also today, the Osceola girls will play Exeter Milligan. That game is at 6 o'clock. As far as the boys game, the top seed High Plains boys will play Cross County at 4:30, and the second seed Bruning Davenport Shickley will play Shelby Rising City today as well. And hey, on the wrestling match, UNK got 2 wins over the weekend. Huskers got 2 wins over the weekend. Hastings continuing to build competitive, but dropped a pair of road duels this weekend. And at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Adams Central once again is your team champion, followed by Gibbon, Ord, Kearney Catholic, and Arcadia Loup City. 10 schools in the Lou Platt, 8 of those schools had at least one champion, and that's the most I ever remember. So some pretty good parity there in the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling. Won't be long. Districts are right around the corner, and then off to state. Hey, farmers, the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. Find out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, plus the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why. Contact T&L, your local T&L dealer. Visit their website, TLIRR.com. to learn why T&L irrigation systems are like no other. Be ready for 2015 by checking it out, TLIRR.com. Get all the information for a lot of questions you might have, and then TLIRR.com. You go right in and talk to your dealer. They've got you set up. And don't forget preventative maintenance. If you haven't got that done, get it done. It's days like this that kind of make you look at your field and go, looks nice. Let's get out there. Let's get to work. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
Is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's Best Real Estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Well, then, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
It's another exciting week of high school basketball on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9, St. Paul is at Centura, and on 1230 KHAS, Adams Central will host Hastings High. On Thursday, Kearney Catholic's girls take on West Point Guardian Angels on ESPN. Gibbon is at Wood River on Classic Hits 98.9, and the Centennial Conference Tournament semifinals will be on 1230 KHAS. Hear it all right here and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you about conference realignment as a whole over the weekend. You like it, you hate it. Now that we've had a few years behind it, everybody didn't kind of really like it, I thought, when it was all going down, but now they're used to it, so 80% say, hey, it's a good thing. What do you think of the new process for selecting players for the Pro Bowl? We're 2 years into this. It seemed a little competitive, although right off the bat last night, Jimmy, I was a little worried. I didn't sit down and watch it. It was on, so I kept an eye on it. But like three of the first four tackles weren't tackles. They just stopped them, you know, stood them up and
right,
stopped them.
I saw that too. There was more of that. What I watched, there was quite a few of that. And if the defensive guy had him and the offensive guy kind of goes, okay, I think I'm down. And that was the end of it. And there was never an offensive lineman that went flying in there trying to, you know, hit the defensive guy, you know, like late after the play. I didn't see any of that. So, yeah, I agree with you.
We need more J.J. Watts because I'll tell you what, now they're in that danger zone, that medium zone. This is where you get hurt. You play hard or you don't play hard. You can't have some of them playing hard. You can't have some of them not playing hard. This is going to end. It's going to end sometime. The players they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to give up the millions of dollars. You know what they should do to take care of this? Get your butt out here. You play hard. The league has an insurance policy on everybody in this game. And I don't know what that would cost. You hear about all these college kids in their senior season, Lloyd's of London, get this insurance policy on them in case they have a season or career-ending injury. Let's do it for the Pro Bowl. If you want to have the All-Star game, you want to have them go after it. To me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, to me, but isn't that really the only concern? These guys want to make sure they don't get hurt so they make their money.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I know what they get paid. This is a lot of money for you and I. Let's be honest about this. If I was on the team, and the winning team made each member of the winning team got $55,000. Each member of the losing team got $28,000. So that is, you know, a $27,000 difference. Now, I guarantee you, if I'm sitting on the sidelines and I got a uniform on, this is probably the most important game I've ever been associated with. Can you imagine that being a $27,000 difference? You know, but with the amount of money that some of these guys are making, they cannot take a risk of getting hurt. And even, you know, in their contracts, a lot of these guys are told they can't go snow skiing. You know, they can't get on an airplane that's less than an 8-passenger airplane. They have all kinds of things that they won't let them do. Pick up basketball games. They cannot do any of these things. They get injured in that, they don't have to pay their contract. So there's a lot of things. That's why a lot of these guys, when they get hurt and they tell you, hey, how did you get hurt? Well, I was carrying groceries up the steps and I fell. And then they go, doesn't sound like that might be possible. But I wonder what you were really doing that maybe in your contract so you won't get paid. So, yeah.
Well, whatever you think, we'd love to have your vote on the Midtown Mart cooler question. What do you think of the new process for selecting players for the NFL Pro Bowl game? I think it's kind of nice. It's neat. It mixes it up. I suppose you should keep the same team guys on the – I don't know. It's weird seeing a Colt trying to tackle a Colt or, you know – if J.J. Watt was trying to tackle Arian Foster, that's a whole different deal. But vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Anything else stick out to you over the weekend?
Nope, not really. You know, like you said about the one of the Green Bay Packers scored a touchdown, and I think a player on the other side was also a Green Bay Packer. The both of them celebrated in the end zone. That's a little weird. So, and then the other thing, the only guy that I'd be going if they said, hey, do you want to play in this game? And I go, well, yeah, I'll play in it. But why are we, if I'm a kicker, why are we narrowing the goalpost and making me kick extra points from the 33-yard line? All you're going to do is make me look bad. Why don't we do things? We're doing all these other things so everybody looks better. But now I've got to kick a football at a goalpost that we narrowed, and then we've got to kick extra points from further back. So it was kind of the funny deal they do with the kickers.
What do you think about that? It definitely made it challenging. You had the best kickers have a couple misses yesterday. It definitely would take away from these 50-yard field goal attempts, which now are almost 50-50 deals or more than that. I know they want more touchdowns to be part of this football game, and you would be on 4th and 4 from the 35, you're going to be more likely to go for it than try and kick a 52-yard field goal if they would change those goalposts. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind changing the goalposts. What I don't like is kicking extra points from further back. I think that's ridiculous. What if you want to fake that and go for two? It takes that play out of it. Now you're snapping the thing from way too far back, you know, to kick that extra point, you know, for the 2-point conversion. So it takes that play out of it.
That's true.
And
you're a fan of a little trickeration.
Yeah, I've ran a play or two like that.
But, yeah. When's the last time, we watch a lot of pro football. When's the last time a team faked an extra point kick?
Well, you know why they don't do it? It's so easy to make it. I can understand that side of it, too. I mean, I wonder how many extra point kicks were missed. I mean, there might have been a bad snap. There might have been a hold or something like that. But I just kind of amazes me.
Well, apologize to Bill Gaver's not answering on the other side. We've run out of time today, so that's going to wrap things up for our Monday program. But we do have a lot of great guests going to be joining us later on in the week as the Super Bowl week continues. Tomorrow, I'm crossing my fingers, this is huge, and I know they're very busy, but offensive line coach Pat Rhule of the Seattle Seahawks scheduled to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have been in contact with the coach. Looking forward to that and getting his perspective on what's going on with the Seahawks and maybe a little insight to Super Bowl 49. Also, Dan Hoppen from Husker Online to talk Nebraska baseball. Later this week, Tom Luganville. We've got a couple of national recruiting analysts. They're going to be joining us. Jay Rood, vice president of the race and sports book at the MGM Las Vegas. He's Perennio's. He's Mike Perennio's boss. Mike doesn't need a boss, but that just tells you how big Jay Rood is. And he's going to join us Friday on the show. Among our guests for the week, I want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online for joining us today. Jimmy, enjoy this beautiful day. Monday.
You know, I'm going to do that. You know, the Super Bowl commercial's coming up. How are they going to beat that icky wood?
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.
Commercial. You know, hey, ladies, I'm number 44. I'm going to get some cold cuts.
More icky. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.